Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio I will discuss dramatic monologue. But before we discuss dramatic monologue, what is the meaning of monologue? Monologue means when a single person gives a speech, that is a monologue. But when we talk about dramatic monologue, the reference is mostly to the poems of Robert Browning and Tennyson, especially Robert Browning, because Robert Browning is considered to be one of the greatest exponents of dramatic monologue poems. So, as a definition, what is dramatic monologue? Now, dramatic monologue is a poem in which there is one imaginary speaker addressing an imaginary audience. That is what a dramatic monologue is. Dramatic monologue is sometimes confused with soliloquy. Okay, S-O-L-I-L-O-Q-U-Y. Soliloquy. But dramatic monologue is not the same as soliloquy. They are very much similar, but soliloquy is basically when we deal with a play. For example, the soliloquy of Hamlet in the play Hamlet. But when we are referring to a poem, we generally use the term or the phrase dramatic monologue. Now let's consider some important examples from the field of English literature of dramatic monologue. Now as I said, Robert Browning is one of the greatest exponents, or let's say the greatest exponent. And his famous poems called My Last Duchess, okay, My Last Duchess is very famous. After that, the bishop orders his tomb. This is also written by Browning. After that, Andrea del Sarto, okay, Andrea del Sarto. This is also written by Browning. And all these three poems, My Last Duchess, the bishop orders his tomb, and Andrea del Sarto, is an example of dramatic monologue. So what are the features which you will always find in a dramatic monologue? A poem that can be called a dramatic monologue. Now, one is there is one person who is making the entire speech or is uttering some things about a particular issue. Second thing is that person or the speaker is not alone. Supposedly, there are other people or some other person whom the speaker is talking to. Though the other person never speaks, it is only the first person or the first speaker that speaks the entire poem. So, two characteristics. Third characteristic is, what is the purpose of the speaker saying all of this? Apparently, yes, the speaker wants to speak about some issue. But the intention behind this kind of monologue is to reveal the temperament or the mind of the speaker. This is what the poet wants to do. He wants us to know about the temperament and what is going on in the consciousness of the speaker. And in modern times, what has happened is the dramatic monologue has been transformed into a interior monologue, especially by modernist poets such as T.S. Eliot. Okay, for example, the famous poem of T.S. Eliot, which is The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. And another poem by T.S. Eliot is Geronchon. Okay, G-E-R-O-N-T-I-O-N. Geronchon. These two are good examples of interior monologue. So, in short, what is a dramatic monologue? It is a type of lyric poem. Okay, type of lyric poem. That is what a dramatic monologue is. And don't forget that when we take the example or consider the example of a poem, we say dramatic monologue. When we consider the example of a play, we say soliloquy. So don't confuse the two.